Friday, Terry Master, Rish Chidish, Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Saunders.
So I want to talk today about a topic which is quite an unusual topic, a fairly common topic, but some interesting shailas which come out of this topic. And the sugya is the din of Aravos. So start at the beginning. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph says the following. Tani avo b'reidu reb zeira, kol ha-brachis kulon, avo b'she yotza moitzi. Any bracha, even if he's already been Yoytz that bracha, yoytz the mitzvah, moitzi, he can still be moitzi others. Chutz b'berchas alechem, b'berchas hayayin, shem lo yotzo moitzi, v'im yotzo eino moitzi. Except for b'berchas alechem hayayin and other b'berchas hanenin, which if he's already made the bracha, he cannot anymore be moitzi someone else. So for example, if I want to be moitzi someone else with a bracha of mezonos, or hamoitzi, or any b'berchas hanenin, psalmim, then I have to be eating, drinking myself. So, for example, shayla, which I think many people had recently, in the recent couple of years, is when it comes to Avdallah, and some people found it difficult to smell. So I've had the problem since last Sukkot already. My smell has been, it's coming back slowly, and I'm sure other people have this issue as well. So I haven't been able to make the bracha of basamim for over a year, unless you get something, I suppose, a very, very strong smelling basamim. So you could say, well, I'm being moitzi other people. So if I'm being moitzi other people, then can I still make the bracha of basamim? So the halach is clear, there's the Gemara, that if you want any brachas anen, whether it's achila, shtia, or smelling, you have to be able to be nene yourself. And if you're not nene yourself, you can't be moitzi others. So therefore, if a person can't smell, then he can't make the bracha b'samim, he has to give it someone else to make that bracha. Sorry? So what we want to go into today is the halacha that what you can be moitzi others, even though you can't do it, you're not doing it yourself, and that is any brachas ha-mitzvahs. So the Gemara says... Sorry? So she would make the b'samim for you, yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara says any brachas and mitzvahs, any brachas, except if it's not brachas and anin, any brachas and mitzvahs, let's say, which a person, even if he's already been yotza, he can still be moitzi others. So for example, kiddush, yeah, it's very common. People already made kiddush already. Then Shabbos morning, particularly, you walk into a kiddush and you've already made kiddush, and there's someone else who hasn't had kiddush, you can make kiddush for them, or you come home, you've already had kiddush, you come home, you can make kiddush again. That's not a problem. Even the hagafen, even though normally the hagafen, you can't. We just said you can't make for someone else unless you're drinking yourself. But when it comes to kiddush, because hagafen is part of the berachas mitzvahs, it's considered part of it. Therefore, even the berachas hagafen, you can also make for other people. So kiddush is one example. Bracha of tzitzis is another example. Let's say for some reason someone doesn't know how to make the bracha of tzitzis, you can make it for him. Even if you've already done your bracha of tzitzis already, you can make it again for him. Birchas hamazon, if a person has not eaten, and there's someone else who doesn't know, let's say you haven't got a bencher, and there's someone who doesn't know birchas hamazon off by heart. So you haven't eaten, but he has. He needs to say birchas hamazon, but he doesn't know benching. Well, you do. So you can say birchas hamazon for him. That is the halacha, that is the din of Aravos. Even if you've already been yotza, or you're not being yotza your mitzvah right now, for yourself, you can be moitzi other people. So there's a few examples. And we're going to discuss today how it works and how far does it go, this mitzvah of Aravos. So normally, first of all, just to explain the whole chiddush of Aravos, what does it mean? Normally we know that in order to be yotza mitzvah, if somebody wants to be moitzi you, they have to be a baruch yuva. They have to be mechuyav in the mitzvah. That's poshut. If a katan who's, let's say, not a higiyah l'chinuch, has not yet reached the age of chinuch, or an isha in certain mitzvahs, or an eved, someone who's not a baruch yuva cannot be moitzi you, your mitzvah. But when it comes to Arava, suddenly, when it comes to a mitzvah, I've already been Yotze, even though I'm not Mechuyev now, let's say Kiddush Shabbos morning. I've already made Kiddush. So I'm not Mechuyev in Kiddush anymore. I've done it already. I've done the mitzvah. So I'm not Mechuyev. Nevertheless, I can still be Moitzi someone else. How does that work? So that is the Chiddush of Arvus. Chiddush of Arvus is that I am an Orev for everyone else in Klal Yisrael. Each member of Klal Yisrael is an Orev for each other. And if even though I've already done my mitzvah, and I'm not Be'etzer Mechuyev anymore, but since I've got the Halach of Arvus tells me, I can still do the mitzvah in order to enable someone else to get the mitzvah done, if he can't do it himself for whatever reason. So there's two Nuschois basically in the Acharonim, exactly how to explain Arava. How does it work? Is it that I'm facilitating someone else's mitzvah, or am I doing the mitzvah myself? Which means as follows. The simple chat, I think, would be, and we're going to see that seems to be fits in better, that when a person hasn't done a mitzvah, and I've done a mitzvah, but let's go back to Kiddush. Kiddush Shabbos morning, I've already made Kiddush. Now someone else who hasn't had Kiddush yet, and he doesn't want to make Kiddush, he can't, whatever, for whatever reason, so I can go and make Kiddush again for him. It's pshat that I haven't got a mitzvah, but he's got a mitzvah. And in order to facilitate his mitzvah, in order to help make him do a mitzvah, I can now go and do the mitzvah myself, even though I haven't got a chiyuv, and I'm not being yoyt to the mitzvah. But it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, I'm facilitating the chiyuv, Yenim's chiyuv, and the Kiddush Arvus is that I can now go and make another Kiddush, even though I don't need to and I've got no chiyuv, but in order to help someone else have Kiddush. We'll come to that in a minute. So it could be a shaila. Do I need to do it? Do I need to kiddush mokim sudha? We'll come to this. The other way of explaining it is that the way the Achronim learn is that because there's a chiyuv of Arvus, therefore now I have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. Because someone else needs kiddush, therefore mimela now my chiyuv comes back. I have another chiyuv or new chiyuv of kiddush midin Arvus. Someone else needs kiddush, and I have to make sure he has kiddush. Even though I've already been yotz to my kiddush, I've got now another chiyuv to make kiddush. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch goes even further. When he explains, he brings riyas from Tosfos for this, and he says that the chiddush of Arvus is that I've got a chiyuv and I'm actually yotz a mitzvah each time, which would mean I'd get schar and I'd get the mitzvah of kiddush. If I made 10 kiddushim for different people, I'd get 10 mitzvahs of kiddush. B'chayra. That's how far he goes. That you are actually yotz your mitzvah each time. The other way of learning is, no, I'm not yotz my mitzvah. I'm just facilitating someone else's mitzvah. And that is the chiddush of Arvus, that I'm able to do that. Sorry? Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. They speak about that. Yeah. I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, they do speak about that case. It will come in later. Someone who's not mechuyev in kiddush yet. Let's say he's before shacharis, and someone else already daven shacharis. So can I be yotze him? Can I be moitzi him? Even though I'm not mechuyev yet. We'll see. It will come in. Oh, so what's one of the nafkaminas between lechayra is whether or not you need kiddush mokim suda. If I'm doing a mitzvah myself, if pshat is, the chiddush of Arvus is, it goes so far to say that I have now got a chiyuv and I'm being yotz of the mitzvah l'chayra, I would need kiddush v'mokim sudha. Because if I'm doing the mitzvah, I need to do it properly. But it's klon, mechava is clear that if you're being moitzi someone else, b'din yotz moitzi, you've already been yotz and you're being moitzi someone else, you don't need kiddush v'mokim sudha. You don't even need to drink. Well, you need to drink. Someone needs to drink. But you don't need to drink. You only need to have a mokim. You don't need to have a sudha. So lechayr, that would then, if I understand pshat and Arvus is that I'm facilitating someone else's mitzvah, so it's fine. I don't need to have my own sudha. It's for someone else. Another nafkamina would be. Someone has to drink something. The yenim, yeah, has to drink for sure. Yeah, you mean yeah. You'll have to drink a revias plus a sudha. Yeah, like a normal din kiddush. Yeah. Another nafkamina would be. Let's say I want to be yotza. I'm not being yotza my mitzvah. So, let's say, for example, Mishabura brings this case. I want to be another common example is Megillah. Yeah, someone who laid the Megillah in shul, he wants to go and name for someone else. So I've already done my mitzvah in shul. So the halach is, even though I've been yotza, I can be yotza other people with Megillah. That's fine. We'll see about ladies, how it works with ladies. We'll come to that later. But simple, I want to go, what happens if there's someone who wants to hear Megillah early? or some people do an early laning for ladies. Yeah. So I want to do my mitzvah. I want to go and lane for someone else before Shacharis, but I want to be late to my mitzvah properly in shul with a minion, Barovam Hadras Melech, not for one guy or for ladies, which is maybe not the ikar mitzvah because it's not with a minion. So what do I do? So because the Mishnah Berurah says in Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, Sifkot Yud Aleph, it says in Mishnah Berurah, you can have kavana not to be yotza. Yeah, I can go and be relaying the Megillah for someone else before I daven. I can have kavana shaloi lotzeis. I'm not being yotza my mitzvah. And then when I go to shul, so now I'm being yotza my ikka mitzvah. So it's the other way around. Instead of saying I've already been yotza, I'm going to do it again for someone else, I'm just switching the order. I'm doing for someone else first, but without being yotza, and then I'm going to do my ikka mitzvah. But l'chayre, if you learn that when the chiddush of Arav is that I get a chiyuv and I'm doing my mitzvah now, l'chayre, how can I be mechaven shleilotzis? And Rav Shlomach brings this. He brings it. He says it's a riot. This is not the correct mahalach, because if I've got a chiyuv now myself, in order to make sure Yenim, someone else, does the mitzvah, if the pshat in Arab is that I now have my own chiyuv to help someone else, then it's my chiyuv, I've got to do it properly. I can't have kavanah shelo lotzis. So, again, if you learn that Arab is in order to facilitate someone else's mitzvah, then fine, I don't need to be yotze myself, I can be mechaven shelo lotzis. We understand that. So, the third nafkamina is what I want to shtel on a bit more, which is the shayla of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Eiger's got a famous shayla, and I actually mentioned it before in a previous Torah Way show, which came in Agav in a different way. But the Rabbi Kvegig has got us the following Shaila. Other Achreinim also discussed it. Many Achreinim discussed the Shaila. It originates from Rabbi Kvegig. Someone wants to make his understanding on Erev Shabbos, and he's not yet brought Shabbos in. Let's say in the summer months where you've got Plag HaMincha, and I haven't yet brought Shabbos in. There's someone else who's already brought Shabbos in. And maybe more of a Nagir Shaila is someone who goes to a hospital and he wants to make Kiddush for other people. They can't make Kiddush themselves, so he wants to go to the hospital, make Kiddush for them, and then drive back home, because it's not Shabbos yet. Can I go and make Kiddush for someone else when for me it's not yet Shabbos, but for him it's Shabbos? So you could say, well, it depends on the Shaila. If you're saying it's facilitating someone else's Kiddush, so then fine. I'm doing for him. But if I'm being Yotza myself, then L'chayra, I definitely can't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos because I'm not being Yotz Mayan Chiv. But if it's just for someone else, so then L'chayra, it would seem that I can make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos.
Even though
I've got a Chiv, yeah, exactly. Oh, but for Yanim's Chiv, but it's said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, maybe not. Is he driving home? So, L'chaira, Rabbi Kuvayga's Shaila, what I wanted to point out first of all is that Rabbi Kuvayga's Shaila only starts if you learn the tzad of it's the Arabis is for someone else's mitzvah. It's someone else, not my mitzvah. If you learn it's my mitzvah, then L'chaira, the Shaila doesn't start. I can't be moiti someone else if that's my chiyav, because then I can't be do kiddush unless I'm doing the mitzvah. So L'chaira, Rabbi Kuvayga is clear, learns not like this mahalach, so he learns clearly that it's facilitating someone else's mitzvah, but nevertheless, Rabbi Kuvayga has a shayla. So what's the shayla? So Rabbi Kuvayga, maybe, he doesn't speak out so clearly, but he says, the one side is, since I could make it Shabbos myself, so if I wanted, I could bring in Shabbos, so therefore I can make Kiddush. On the other side is, no, since the Maisa today is, for me, it's, I'm not Mechuyev, so then, if I'm not mechuyev, therefore I can't be moitz to someone else. So how does that work? We just said even if you're already yotze, you can still make some kiddush. Shabbos morning, I've already made kiddush, so now I can go make kiddush again, even though I'm not mechuyev anymore. The difference is that even on Shabbos morning, let's say, if I've already been yotze in my mitzvah, but it's still Shabbos, it's still a zman achiyev, it's still be'etzim a time and Shabbos, which is a time which we mechuyev and kiddush. Whereas Erev Shabbos is worse. Because Erev Shabbos, if I have not yet brought Shabbos in, so for me it's a Friday. I'm not shayach in Kiddush yet. Even though Be'etzem, I've got a chiv to make Shabbos and to make Kiddush at some point. But Lemaisa, at the moment, it's not Shabbos for me. So how can it say, Rabbi Kuvayga, maybe you can't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, even to be moiti someone else. Or, said Rabbi Kuvayga, maybe you can, because it's biyodoi to bring in Shabbos. If I wanted to now, I could bring in Shabbos. Sorry? Okay, it's another shayla, yeah. So, yeah. Okay, there's also shaila if you can make, you can bring in Shabbos, but tonight you can, yeah, you can light the candles, but tonight. Okay, but without going into that, I'm just literally saying, I'm making kiddush for someone else. Can I do that? So Rav Eyga says, maybe yes, but maybe not, because it's worse, because the Maisa today is a choil, is a Friday. So, there's a shaila, how far does Aravus go? Another shaila, the Imre Bina brings the shaila, and he bases on Rav Eyga, and he says, what about second day Yom Tov? You've got a visitor from Eretz Yisrael, who's only keeping one day. In the olden days, when we used to have people used to come from Eretz Yisrael, and for Yom Tov, and he's here. He wanted him to make kiddush for you. You don't want to make kiddush. You can't make kiddush. So you want your guest, your Eretz Yisrael guest, to make kiddush for you second day Yom Tov. Can he make kiddush for you? Lemaisa, for him, it's not Yom Tov. So it says the Imre Bina, yes, he can, no problem. Why? He says Rabbi Kiv Eger. The shaila is Rabbi Kiv Eger. He's got a shaila. Yeah. So how does that work? So they ask on the Imre Bina. Imre Bina seems to go with one side, and he says, yeah. Ben Eretz Yisrael can make kiddush on second Yom Tov of Ben Chutz La'aretz. Maybe it is. If he decides now that he's going to stay here, so could he is biyode. So they ask the Imre Bina, why is it lechayir? That's lechayir. It's the same shaila as Rabbi Kiv Eger, and they say it's even worse than Rabbi Kiv Eger. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kiv Eger, shaila is erev Shabbos. Yeah, everyone has a chiyuv to be makabel Shabbos at some point. So everyone has that chiyuv. So rather, I haven't yet brought Shabbos in. So, but I'm going to soon. But I just haven't yet. But I've got the chiv. Whereas Ben Eretz Yisrael on the second day Yom Tov, he hasn't got a chiv to make it Yom Tov. Maybe he could. Maybe it's beyond that he could decide. But Be'etzim, he hasn't got the chiv. So for him, it's mamish choil, and with unlikely it's going to change. So it's even worse the chayra. But that's a similar shaila. Again, do you say Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach brings down? In the end, he's machmir, but he says maybe it is like Yotzei Moitzi. We'll come back exactly. Clarify a little bit more what the shaila is. But first, I want to go into a Rashi and Megillah, which is where this is where I started from when preparing the shiur. So, Rashi and Megillah, Daf Beis Amadalef, those who are learning Daf Yomi, who may be a bit familiar to them, hopefully. The Gemara at the beginning of Megillah talks about the different times for reading the Megillah. Yudalef, your basic, Himmel, Yudalef, Tezvov, and the different options to lay, different days you can lay in Megillah. So, depends where you are. If you're a Ben Krach or a Ben Ir, or a Ben Kfar, a villager, or someone from a city. So the Gemara Mishnah says at the beginning of Megillah that the Chazal were made a kula for the Kfarim, the Bnei Kfarim, the villagers, that they can come early and lane early on a Yom HaKnisa, on a Monday, on a Thursday. Yeah, and that's why it comes out, says the Mishnah, that you could even lane Megillah on Yud Aleph Adar, because if with the whole Cheshbon and the Mishnah, if you come back early enough, if it falls on the right day, you go back to Monday or Thursday. So, not as Manazen. But so Rashi says, in Megillah, Daf Beis Amudalef, Rashi says, when the Bnei Kfarim, so what's the whole thing? The Bnei Kfarim, the villagers, why are they coming in early to lay in the Megillah? Why can't they lay in it themselves? So Rashi says, because the Bnei Kfarim, the villagers, are simple people. They don't know how to lay. So they come in on Yom HaKnisa, on the Monday and Thursday, where it's the day where everyone comes in together to the marketplace, to shul. And they come in, and they hear from the Bnei Ha'ir, the people of the city, who normally would day on Yudalit, but now that the Bnei Kfarim are there, so the Bnei Kfarim go and they hear the Megillah from the Bnei Ha'ir, read it for the Bnei Kfarim. So the Bnei Ha'ir, their mitzvah is Yudalit. The Bnei Kfarim is also better to the mitzvah on Yudalit, but Chazal said you can come in early, in order that you can come into the Beis HaMedrash, in order that, well, it's a time when everyone's there anyway, so you can come in and hear the Megillah from the Bnei Ha'ir. Shaila is the Chayra, the Bnei Ha'ir are not Mokhir, they're only Mokhir on Yud Aleph. So how can they on Yud Aleph be Moitzi, a Ben Kfar, a villager on Yud Aleph? Well, for the Ben Kfar, it's his mitzvah today. But the Bnei Ha'ir, the Chayra, is not their mitzvah. So how can they be Moitzi someone else? The Chayra is very similar to the Shaila of Rabbi Kiv Eger.
His mitzvah is going to
Shmaya. Okay, so what?
So he's hearing.
But he has to hear a Megillah of Baruch Yehovah. Always has to be Megillah of Baruch Yehovah, yeah. Yeah, it's also shaila. Who makes the brachas? What bracha? But yeah, Ben Kfar can make the bracha. Yeah, if he knows how to. Yeah. So as I said, Rashi in Megillah that Ben Ir is moitzi the Ben Kfar, and Ritva also says that. But there are many Rishonim who are chaylik. Tosis is chaylik. Tosis in Yevamos, Rashba in Megillah, the Ran, the Rosh. Many Rishonim are chaylik on Rashi. So maybe you could say, maybe they understand that, yeah, in Achanami, that they hold that, like Rebbe Kiva Eger Shaila, Lemaisa, for the Bnei Ho'er, it's a Yom Chol, it's a regular weekday, it's not Purim, so they can't be mighty then. So maybe Har Gufa, Rebbe Kiva Eger Shaila, is Machalekas Roshonim. That would seem strange. Rebbe Kiva Eger clears something which Roshonim argue about, so Lachor would seem a bit strange. So we'll explain the different way of understanding the Machalekas Roshonim in a minute. But Lachaira, Kipshutoi, you could say, this Shaila of Rebbe Kiva Eger is Mamash Machalekas Roshonim, Rashi, and Tosfos, and other Roshonim. So the other Roshonim, when they argue with Rashi, so they point out something which is even Rashi agrees to, which is what about more of a common Shaila, which is even Bizman Azeh. A Ben Yodalit, someone who lays Megillah on the 14th, anyone in Chusta, Oretz, and Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim, or Tveria maybe, but a Ben Yodalit, who wants to lay for a Ben Tesvov. Or Ben Tesvov for Ben Yodalit. So someone who lives in Bnei Brak, he's had his Purim, he goes to Yerushalayim on Tesvov, and there's no one to lay. Can he now go step up and lay the Megillah for them? Lemaisa is not his day. So the Yerushalmi says clearly that a Ben Tesvov and a Ben Yodalit, they can't be moitzi each other. Separate chiyuvim, they can't. Pashtus, the Gemara in our Gemara, they say our Gemara also agrees. Gemara Bavli also agrees. Says lois manish shalzeh. The Gemara lois manish shalzeh, kis manish shalzeh. There's two separate times. Yodalit and Tesvov are separate times. Pashtus, that means they can't be moitzi each other. So the other Rishonim say, just like you can't be moitzi Yodalit for a Tesvov and a Tesvov to Yodalit, so too you can't be moitzi Ben Ir to Ben Kfar, even though they have the same day. But it's Rashi, for some reason, is Chaylik. So the Ritva, and the Kilis Yaakov explains it more, the Skype and Kilis Yaakov, the Ritva, also, Lachera says this, he says that, what's Pshat in Rashi? The Pshat in Rashi is, if you think about it, Ben Ir and a Ben Kfar, Be'etzim have the same Chiyuv. They both have a Chiyuv Yudalit. A Ben Tesvav and a Ben Yudalit, they have two separate Chiyuvim. There's two different Chiyuvim. There I understand, a Ben Yudalit can't be Moitzi a Ben Tesvav, and a Ben Tesvav can't be Moitzi a Ben Yudalit, because they have separate Chiyuvim. So, That I understand, but a Ben Ir and a Ben Kfar, they have the same chiyuv, a chiyuv Yodalit. Happens to be a Chazal will make of a Ben Kfar, they can do it early, but it's the same chiyuv, it's a chiyuv Yodalit, just brought early. So, that's Pshat Rashi. Aba Lachaira still, it's the same shal as Rebbe Kiva Eger. Because Rebbe Kiva Eger says, if it's in a different time, meaning if it's, even though it's the same chiyuv Kiddush, but if it's on Erev Shabbos, for me it's not Shabbos, maybe I can't be might to someone else. So why then, does Rashi say, so that Yodalit. So the honest is that it could be that it seems Rashi, there is a chiluk. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shlomo, he speaks out a chiluk, very subtle chiluk, a difference between Rebbe Kiva Eger's Shaila and the Rashi. According to Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's mamish a day of chol, whereas according to Rashi, it's be'etzim the same chiyuv. One's on Yodalit, one's on Yodalif, and be'etzim it's the same. It's very subtle, but Ein Shom. But he does make a chiluk. But Lemaisa, the other Roshonim were chiluk on Rashi, and they say no. Yodalit and Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi Ben Kfar. So how does that stem with Rebbe Kiva Eger, who declares that maybe yes, you can be Moitzi someone on Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. Lachir, what's the difference? So it could be the Roshonim, they understand differently. There's not Pshat they're saying that Yodalit and Tesvov, just like Yudalit and Tesvav are separate chiyuvim, they're saying a Ben Ir or Ben Kfar have different chiyuvim. Because Chazal were mekel and they said you can lay early in Yudalit, so that means the Chazal made it into a different chiyuv. No longer is it the Yudalit dikah chiyuv, it's a Yudalit type of Yudalit chiyuv. It's a different type of chiyuv. That's what the other Roshonim will learn, because they compare it to Yudalit and Tesvav. So it's mashma that they learn, so it's not the same shal as Rebbe Kiva Eger, Bepashtus. Okay, moving on. So, yeah, Lechaira, the Kiddush, so now we understand a bit better, the Kiddush, the Shaila of Kiddush of Yom Tosheni. Ben Eretz Yisrael, he wants to be Moitziu, so is it the same Chiv? Lechaira is the same Chiv. It's the Chiv on Yom Tosheni, it's the same Chiv as Yom Tirishin, it's just Minig Avisina Biyadenu, because we do an extra day. Be'etim, it's the same Chiv as Yom Tirishin. So maybe Ben Eretz Yisrael could be Moitziu, because the same Chiv, it's like Yotza Moitzi, it's the same Chiv, just he's already done his. Oh, Mitzashein, no, like Rebbe Eger says, the Maya says it's a Yom Chol, so maybe he couldn't. So the same Lechayer, the same Shaila would apply there. And we said it's even worse because he's not got the chiyuv anytime soon, the Ben Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you shouldn't rely on the Imri Bina, and a Ben Eretz Yisrael should not make Kiddush for someone in Chutz La'aretz. But in terms of Rabbi Kuega Shaila about making Kiddush on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, someone who's brought Shabbos in, there he says, B'mokim Yechidim, B'mokim Shasa Dechak, B'mokim Yechidim, one could be Mekel, if you need to. So just to move on, just we've got a few minutes left, just in terms of an Isha, how does a woman, how does she feature in Aravos? So the Sharat Tzion in the Mishpura Sharat Tzion in Risha and Aleph, Sipkotan Tess, brings the Dogel Meravava. This is where it all comes from, the Dogel Meravava. And he's mesapik whether, he's not sure, he brings a sapik whether an Isha is included in Aravos. Oh, so he says, even the mitzvahs that she is mechuyavin, even the mitzvah of Kiddush, but maybe when they were makabel aravos, the way the aravos works on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, the Yidden were makabel aravos for each other. So the Dogel Meravava says the topic wasn't Isha makabel aravos on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Was she makabel aravos? So there's a few shalos here. Was she makabel aravos? Were men makabel for her? Yeah, there's two different shalos really. Were men makabel for her, and was she makabel for herself for other noshim? So Rabbi Dogel Meravava declares, and Rabbi Kveiga also declares about it, but the Mishabura is the Maskon Mishabura in Sharat Tzion and in Reisha and Aleph also. He is Masik that an Isha is Bechal Arvus, definitely has Arvus. And like an Ish, at least he says by Kiddush, he's talking about by Kiddush, an Isha definitely has Arvus. So if you want to make Kiddush your wife, even though you've already been Yotza, you can still be, that's fine. Shaila is when it comes to Hilchos Megillah, the Bir Alacha brings a Sofik. He doesn't bring any maskani, he brings a sofik. Not sure whether or not women can be moitzi other women megillah, because whether there's not sure whether there's arvus by noshim. One place Mishabura says there is arvus, another place in Megillah, the Mishabura says that there's no arvus, or he's not sure. So Kenzan, you have to say, I haven't seen this, but Kenzan, you have to say that when it comes, the Mishabura is learning maybe that the women were makabel, women were not makabel arvos for themselves, or possibly not. Whereas men were makabel arvos for themselves and for noshim. So a man can be moitzi a lady, maybe a woman can't be moitzi herself, other noshim. So that's not really being moitzi others, that's her mitzvah. Have you got a chiyuv to light, or the house has got a chiyuv? Yeah, it's a different. It's exactly how it works. You're right, because if she's not there, I have to light. In a chanami, yeah, there could be a chiyuv for the household. It's not like Hanukkah, but different. But yeah, okay, there is a chiyuv. Yeah, okay, that's another whole another time. You mean women as well, chayra. The child is yeah. That was by Har Sinai. This is a bit different. There is an achdus, but the chiyuv, this chiddush of arvus is a chiddush. This chiddush of arvus, where the shailas were women included in that as well. So, just to finish off, the ma'aseh, the one shaila which haven't got 100% clear, but Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that that Mishabura brings Rabbi Kiva Eiger and says that women are in bechlal arvus in the mitzvahs that they are chayavin. So, Megillah, they're mechuyavin. Kiddush, they're mechuyavin. All these mitzvahs they're mechuyavin. Berachas Hamazon. But what about shofar? Shofar, a woman hasn't got a chiyuv. She's got a mitzvah kiyumis if she wants to, but there's no chiyuv. The mitzvah says she has man grama. So, lechayra there, you declare, how can a man be moitzi an isha? It's not a mitzvah that she's mechuyavin. There is arvus, but for the mitzvah she is mechuyavin, but she's not mechuyavin it. How can a man then be moitzi an isha? So, nice that we do. We do blow for ladies, even if we've already been Yetzer. But Pashtus, there is Arvus for women in every aspect. But there are many Achrenim who hold that it's not so Pashtus. Also, there's a Bahag who says that the mitzvah of Arvus is only on the Drabonon, not on a Deiraisa. So Kiddush Shabbos morning is only Drabonon, it's okay. Friday night would be a problem, according to the Bahag, because Kiddush Deiraisa. But Lemais, we don't hold like the Bahag. At least the way the Tori Evan and the Shagasari understands the Bahag, we don't hold like that. We hold the Arabic goes on everything, De Raisa and the Rabbanans. Just to finish off with one final point, before we finish, and there's a minute over. One final point, when it comes to Megillah, Yeah, so you've got a bir halacha who's mesapek. He's not sure whether women are bechlal arvus. So we said maybe it's only women for other women, but maybe men for women is okay. But Moshe Feinstein, the Meister, comes on, he saves us a bit. And he says, but when it comes to Megillah, you don't have to worry about Arvus. There's no, you can be moiti someone with Megillah even without Arvus. Why? Because Ramosh is Mechadish, that because Megillah, there's a din of Prosuminisa, the whole mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is Prosuminisa, so the more you lane it, the more Prosuminisa there is. So you don't even have to come onto Arvus. You can just lane for as many times as you like, even without Arvus. So, I mean, we hold the Meister that you can be Moitzi others and Moitzi Noshim other with Megillah. But even without the Meister and Moshe, because Megillah is a Prosuminisa, even without the Din Arvus, you could be Moitzi other people. Okay. Thank you.